Penguin Random House Audio presents A Winter Wish by Emily Stone. Read for you by Meg Travers.
Wherever you are is my home. Charlotte Bronte, Jane Eyre. Chapter 1. Lexi stood between the two girls, holding the big gold star above their heads, which was no mean feat, given Bella, at 13, was nearly as tall as her.
"I want to put the star on top of the tree," Bree shouted at Bella.
"Well, you can't reach, short ass, so too bad." Bree put her hands on her hips, over the green sparkly dress that was, apparently, her designated Christmas outfit.
"I'm not short, I'm 6.
Bella rolled her eyes and flipped her long blonde hair behind her shoulders in a melodramatic fashion. "Your point?" "Okay." Lexi clapped her hands together, trying to fix a bright smile on her face while wondering what on earth had possessed her to get a job as a nanny, even if it was only for the winter. "Why don't we finish putting the baubles on and then we can decide on the star?" "I think we're done with the baubles," Bella said, a slight sniff in her voice, like Lexi should automatically have known that the other 3 full boxes of Christmas decorations on the glass coffee table behind them were completely redundant. Bree gave Lexi a pleading look.
"I really want to do the star," she said, her little lip pouting out.
"Fine," Bella said, throwing herself onto the sofa and crossing her arms. "This is stupid, anyway." "How about I put the star on?" Lexi said, and reached on her tiptoes to do just that. Both girls stared at her, and Lexi felt the back of her neck warming. Clearly this was a faux pas. Not having grown up with a sibling in the house herself, she wasn't sure of the ins and outs of sisterly arguments. God, perhaps she should have stuck with a job on the ski lift, like the last time she'd done a ski season a few years ago.
"Ah, shall we put up the rest of your snowflakes, Bree?"
Slowly, like she was coming to terms with the terrible thing Lexi had just done, Bree nodded, then gathered up the paper snowflakes they'd made earlier. Bella sighed and got out her phone, slumping on the sofa and pulling one of the fluffy white pillows towards her. After sticking snowflakes on nearly every spare space of wall, as well as the wooden beams, Bree looked down at the remaining ones in her hands. Then she smiled up at Lexi. Grudge over the star forgotten.
"Let's decorate your room now," she announced.
"No, I'd rather we..." But Lexi's protests were ignored as Bree marched through the chalet and opened the door to Lexi's room. It was the smallest room, a single bed, with a wardrobe and chest of drawers, but it was still beautifully done, and the big window held one of the best views of the whole place, looking down over snow-tipped fir trees along the wilder side of the mountain. Bree started sticking snowflakes on Lexi's walls without invitation, while Lexi did a quick scan of the room. Some people might say it was depressingly bare. There were a few second-hand books piled on her bedside table, and a couple of photos of her and her mum on top of the chest of drawers. But apart from that, it was distinctly lacking in clutter. Lexi, however, was pretty proud of the fact that she could fit her entire life into 2 suitcases. It made it a lot easier to travel around, and she never liked to stay in one place for too long.
"What's that?"
Bree pointed to the glass jar on Lexi's chest of drawers, next to the mirror. It was one of the only things she carted around with her from place to place. And even though she wasn't usually big on decorating whatever room she was in at the time for Christmas, this was the one thing she made sure she always had out in December, no matter what. Bree made to grab it, but Lexi stepped up beside her, blocking her access. Bree frowned up at her.
"I want to see," she said, doing that pouty lip thing again.
Lexi looked at Bree for a moment. The fake tears were there, ready to accompany a wail, should Lexi refuse. For a second, she weighed it up. Then she sighed, reaching behind her to pick up the jar and holding it up for Bree to inspect. It wasn't anything particularly special to look at. A clear glass jar, tall and slim, decorated with glitter and a snowflake on the front, with gold and silver handwriting on it. Lexi had made it when she was a little younger than Bree. Bree read the words slowly stumbling over Lexi's terrible handwriting. Handwriting which hadn't ever got much better, come to think of it. Lexi's wish jar. There was a snort from the doorway of the room, from where Bella was now leaning, unable to stay away despite herself. A wish jar? Seriously? What's a wish jar? Bree asked. Lexi felt the back of her neck heating. Even with the girls, it was weird to be talking about it. It was a silly tradition, and she didn't want people, like Bella, apparently, scoffing at it. Her mum knew about it, but that was about it. It's a Christmas thing, she said, her voice dismissive, in the hope they would drop it.
But what is it? Bree pressed,
and Lexi just knew she wouldn't leave off. So Lexi caved, because apparently she was pathetic enough that her desire to avoid conflict even extended to avoiding an argument with a six-year-old. I make a wish every Christmas, and I write it on a little piece of paper, fold it up, and put it in the jar. See? She indicated the pieces of paper sitting in the jar.
And they come true? Bree asked, excitedly.
Ah, course they don't, Bella scoffed from the doorway. Things don't come true just because you wish for them. Well, quite. And Lexi couldn't help thinking about the one big wish she'd made when she was 7. The one she'd put into the jar with such hope. The one that hadn't come true. She'd started the wish jar when she was 4, and it was one of her earliest memories. It had been her mum's idea, a Christmas activity, but Lexi had loved it, and had made sure to get her jar out every Christmas, thinking carefully about what she should wish for. The first few had been silly, in hindsight. Thought they'd felt like a big deal at the time, a new bike, a pet hamster. And those first few had actually come true, and even though, as she'd got older, she'd known that magic couldn't really exist, she hadn't been able to stop thinking that maybe her wish jar did hold some Christmas magic, like her mum always told her it did. Until the year that illusion had come shattering down around her, and she'd learnt the hard way that wishing for something was futile. It hadn't stopped her continuing the tradition, though. There was something cathartic about writing a wish down and putting it in the jar, like she was letting the wish go, setting it free.
You don't know that, Bree said, sounding hurt.
Bella had the grace to look a bit guilty, shifting from foot to foot. Perhaps because she'd nearly let it slip about Santa earlier in the week and had got a look from her mum.
I want to do it,
Bree announced, already looking around for paper.
I want to put a wish in the jar. I think I'll wish for a puppy. Judy has one and he's so cute.
Bella huffed. You can't tell us what you'll wish for, then it won't come true.
So you do believe in wishes then? Bree said slyly.
Bella just rolled her eyes. It's an art form, isn't it? The eye roll. And Bella had it down.
Where's the paper?
Bree asked. Lexi felt a little flutter of panic. She knew it was stupid, but she didn't want someone else to put a wish in her jar, even little Bree. So she put it down and clapped her hands. Hey, I've got an idea. Bree looked up at her, out of those big blue eyes. How about we make you a wish jar? Bree was all for this. And although Bella refused to make her own, she did help Bree decorate the jam jar they found. And that activity was enough to keep them busy until Nicole and David got home. Lexi was in her room after saying goodnight to the girls when a message came through on her phone. Lounge? Mikkel. She smiled a little as she thought of leaving him in bed this morning. Of how easy it would be to go home with him again tonight. No strings for either of them. She gave it half a thought, then quickly changed, grabbing a top that wasn't covered in glitter, but not worrying too much about what she was wearing. A lot of people would have come straight from the slopes, so it wasn't like she had to dress up. She put a subtle shade of lipstick on, dashed on some mascara to try and make her brown eyes look less dull. After a moment's thought, she put on a pair of star stud earrings as a nod to the festive season. Then she pulled a hand through her dark curls and considered herself ready. She tapped out a quick response to Mikkel. Be there in 10. Mikkel caught Lexi's eye as she stepped into the warmth of the bar, pulling her bobble hat off her head. He grinned.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?